Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What else? Who's gonna drive you home?
Well, if you're one family out of every 50, then you probably are driving a Camry home. And did you know that there's been roughly about 10 million sold since the Camry first went on sale here in the United States and since it was first introduced here? A lot has been sold. And here to talk a little bit more about the latest Camry that's been introduced is Bill Fay. He's Vice President of Toyota Motor Sales U.S. So good to have you here and taking stock.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Talk to us about the Camry. It is a popular car, and you guys have a new one that you've rolled out.
Yeah, we're very excited. We had a chance to unveil the all-new 2015 Camry here yesterday. We changed almost 1,900 parts on it, kind of in the middle of its cycle. So it's got a whole new exterior look. We tried to build on the success of the current generation Camry, which has been the best-selling car in America for the last 12 years. The feedback we've gotten has been very good, so we've been able to give it a whole new look. We've been able to improve the interior of the car. We've been able to add some technology and some safety, and we've even tweaked it a bit so it should drive a bit better.
When it's such a popular car and such a best-selling car, I mean, do you have to be careful when you're tweaking because you don't want to alienate those folks who really like it so much?
Well, for the last 2 years, we've sold over 400,000 Camrys a year, so that's a very broad spectrum of customers. So what we tried to do is really get some feedback from our customers, got from them some specifics on what they'd like to see us improve upon, and we tried to do it in this car, and the feedback we've got has been very positive that we were successful.
Hey, Bill, talk about the interior of the new 2015 Camry. It's gotten an upgrade.
Yeah, it's a lot more premium feel to it. We redid kind of the seat covers, the steering wheel, the center stack, the door trim, so it's got a much nicer feel to it, much more comfortable feel to it. So I think customers will pick up on that immediately, and that's an important feature in markets like this where you spend a lot of time in traffic and you got to enjoy the interior of your car.
But you also got competition, right? So it's not only the interior when you're in it, but I mean it's competition from, you know, Nissan Altima, you got the Honda Accord, you got the Ford Fusion. I mean, these are all battling for the same, you know, share of the market. One of the things you tried to do on the outside is make the car a little edgier looking. At least that's one of the words
I
that's
hear
been
you
used
like
around
the front
here.
End of the car.
You like that grill.
I like the grill. I think the grill's got a new attitude for the car. And, you know, the car's always been successful primarily because it's got great quality, dependability, reliability, and it's been a good value on the marketplace. But now I think we've added a little extra edge to it. It's got a little more of an attitude in the front. I think it's got, we're going to be able to appeal a little bit more to the emotional side of customers, not just the rational side. So we're excited about that.
What about the technological side of customers? I'm just kind of floored. You and I, before we started talking, there's so much more technology in these cars today. What have you done in terms of the technology side?
Well, we've been able to put our latest Entune system in there that connects with customer cell phones. We've been able to add a 4-inch multi-informational screen that tells the customer a lot about what's going on in the car, right in sight of where they're driving, so it should be safer. We've added a lot of safety equipment to this car that's now available. We've added a pre-collision system. We've added adaptive cruise control and lane departure alerts and blind spot monitors with rear backup alerts and a auto on high beam. So there's a lot more safety options that are available to this, which are really important to customers these days.
Well, not only are they important to customers, but they're important to the environment because a lot of this has to do with the miles per gallon that you're able to get with a Camry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any details? I mean, I know that you haven't released it publicly yet, but, you know, the 2015, any details on what you expect the mileage to be around?
Yeah, well, they're probably not going to change much. We carry over our 2.5-liter four-cylinder, our 3.5-cylinder, six-cylinder, or the six-cylinder.
Cylinder, right?
Right, and six-speed automatic transmission, so that will stay the same. But we have added some spot welds, and we've added some more.
Makes what? The drive a little stiffer?
A little stiffer.
Bit, feel a little bit more on the road, a little sportier. And also, I noticed that as part of this, the car gets longer and the car gets wider.
It's a little bit wider, which adds to the stability of the car, and it just makes it look a little bit more athletic. So, you know, I think that'll appeal
to... Have you been hanging out in the Lexus office by any chance?
They don't let me in there.
Okay, but all right, just making sure.
I do try and steal a few of their secrets now and then.
You haven't put out the information on the EPA and mileage figures. What about pricing?
Yeah, it's still a little early for that. We will announce pricing a little bit before it goes on sale. Plan is to start building it in September this year, so we're a little bit out ahead of it, but we really wanted to take advantage of the New York Auto Show to show it to the whole world.
Is it tough, though, with all the bells and whistles? And you guys are putting a lot, safety features, technology, you know, you're amping in terms of what it looks like. Is it hard to keep it at a certain price point?
I think the engineers did a great job. We're not going to get too far away from our roots and our DNA here. The car has been successful because it's a great value, and it's going to continue to be a great value.
The driving experience that you described having to do with the interior mm-hmm. of the cabin, is that what really gets the younger generation, the under 40s, into the showroom to buy an automobile?
Well, I think they want to be comfortable in a car. They want to see what kind of technology is in the car. I think that's important to them. Everybody expects cars to be safe, but they ask a lot of questions about how is this car going to be safe for me. So I think it's really a package for them.
All right. I think we're going to have to leave it there. Hey, listen.
You got a favorite color? Because I know we can't ever ask anybody, you know, what's your favorite car. But, I mean, you got a favorite color?
The red color we showed yesterday is
XSE?
Really, yeah, it's very nice.
All right. Favorite color. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Bill Fay, Group Vice President, General Manager at Toyota Motor Sales in U.S. I'm Carol Master here with Pim Fox. You're listening to Taking Stock from the New York International Auto Show, presented by your Tri-State Jaguar retailers.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.